been telling y'all for some time, the future was coming. So I'm in my mini virtual setup right now, kind of just checking it out for the first time. Now, my virtual setup is audio-based, okay? Everybody else's is video-based. Now, they have audio included because, you know, audio, video, but mine is audio-based. So, I'm in the world of virtual. You'll see how this virtual world is different from what we've been doing. So, shout out to everybody in the virtual world who's getting it popping already in different ways like that. Make sure you guys continue to visit the website, www.daus.me. We're nonstop working. So I'm trying out some new things. I got a different setup, like I said. So I'm not hooked into my offline system right now. That's over there. Right now, I'm live. I'm in virtual. So I'm recording, but I'm also hooked up to the World Wide Web and all that kind of stuff right now in a couple different ways. So we tapped in. So we're just going to kind of talk about some different things, you know. If you guys have been listening to the podcast, anchor.fm/215, you know, we've been talking about all kind of things there. So we're in virtual right now. We're just hanging out right now in virtual. Shout out to my man, Viral Money. He's been getting it popping. All right, before I go on about that, because I want to go over there and visit D Money Backstory Battle League, and that tap into that, let you guys see what's going on there. But if you go over to nastywork.com, you can find out about the hip-hop song competition that we're having. It says Nasty Work is offering $100 in a first place prize to the best freestyling recording of 2024. This is an opportunity to get your music heard and to have your talent showcased before the world. Submissions will be accepted as of January 1st, 2024, and will continue until December. All recordings will be reviewed and voted on by a committee whose members will be made public as the competition develops. Submissions should be made to nastywork@yahoo.com along with a promo fee of $5 per submission. Artists may submit no more than 2 works. All payments for fees should be made to $DivineArtisticUnited via Cash App and should be accompanied and should accompany submitted content. So, yeah, requirements are 1, your content in MP3 format, 2, cover art or artist image, 3, artist biography and info, 4, link to recording publication, so if you put it on YouTube, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, so on, so on, 5, the promo fee. So, let's go, man. Artists, let's get it popping. We got a lot of traffic to our website right now. And we're growing that. We have over an average of 25 visits right now. That's organic visits. You guys might think that's nothing, but it's really something. And we can impact that greatly. But that's the average traffic that we have without any push. You know what I'm saying? But when we push, we can drive those numbers. And we've been tinkering with that lately. And we've been seeing some very positive results. And I don't want to say too much about that because I don't want cats biting. Cats be biting. I learned to not say too much because dudes go out there and try to emulate. I don't want anybody trying to emulate over here right now what we got going on. So, yeah, I'm chilling. Y'all, I'm thinking right now so bad about ordering a pizza because I want a pizza. And I don't like having things delivered to me if I can go get them myself, but I want a pizza right now and I don't feel like doing anything. That's being in virtual, man. But artists, this is a good way to get your music popping right now and get something going for yourself and to compete. Meet some artists through competing. We're going to be promoting your stuff on a website and on nastywork.com, daus.me, and around like that. So it's something to do. It's not expensive at all. This is really affordable. Yeah, and you get a chance to win yourself $100, get your money right back, and a little trophy type situation. So come on, y'all. Let's do it. Submit that work. And again, visit nastywork.com to read about this yourself. And also, you can visit daus.me, and you can find links there to the article as well. I should be able to go live somewhere in virtual and video with some folks, maybe in StreamYard or something like that. I'll see what I can do with that, because that would be a nice thing to experience. Right now, I'm just kind of like, you guys are just kind of in private with me, and we're just like zooming through virtual right now. You're gonna see soon, everybody's gonna be tapping into the virtual. You're already doing it right now, but the way that I'm doing it right now, like, I'm already sitting in like a little pod situation. Y'all don't really have a pod situation, like, you know how folks are like, oh, we doing a podcast? Like, they still don't understand that the move is virtual. They're still thinking that it's podcast. So they're going to be late to virtual too. So we're already in virtual. I told you guys about Mount Herdrick. That's where I'm speaking to you guys from. And we're zooming around from Mount Herdrick. We getting busy. Watch me getting to the safe. Run through the city, busy grinding in they face. White girls around the world wanna put it where it's pink. And I might, and I might, and I might, and I might. We getting busy, watch me get.
Let me know and give me a look and run count to three and let me know if the mic sound crazy. White if I got girls around the world wanna put it where it's pink. Is the mic sounding crazy, y'all? And I might, and I might.
Nah, you good.
You good.
Like, I can hear you, y'all can hear me.
Yes, sir.
Get the fuck out of here. Ah, that's crazy.
No. It's good, man.
Yeah, man. HB was popping, man. You know what I mean? Yo. I know we've been on late, but you know what I mean? It's good to hear from you. I've been holding
Man. You know, I'd be up early. I was listening to that, to the replay yesterday, though, man. She got spooky last night, man. Niggas had Glitch pull up, man. Shit got dark, man.
Yeah.
This nigga Jack was getting all mad, man.
Hey, listen. 14 karat copper.
Hey, listen. The way he was talking about kids and shit like that, man, I had to get him. But I could have did a lot worse, but I respected the platform, man. I said what I said. I stand tall on it. And if he wants to talk about it, we can do that, too.
No, his. Trust me, man. His baby mama, good, man. Trust me, man. Trust. Yo, Jack. Trust me, man. She's good. But, you hear me?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably better off without him and shit like that. But just the shit he was talking about, fuck them kids and all this shit, man. I mean, you know me, bro. I'm not gonna sit around and listen to that dumb shit for very long, bro.
Hey, but you know what type of people those are, though, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
But now, nah, nice baby mama's good though, man. You know what I'm saying? Good. But, you know, I just hit the link to check on my baby mama though. You know what I mean? I'm seeing how.
You with child? You fucking fat with child? D money? You not talking to me?
I talk to you, guy.
He ain't talking to me.
I see it. See how my. Yeah, you know I mean, seeing how our baby girl doing. It's about 3 months now.
You went for the ultrasound yesterday. I'm sorry I wasn't there. You know what I mean? I had to work. I got to put food on the table.
You a scumbag. You a scumbag, Kai. How you go?
Yo. I'm going to keep you in the finest maternity. Yeah.
This nigga Kai a deadbeat, man. Fuck out of here, man. Nigga Kai. I heard Kai giving out Bora Bora trips, man. I'm saying.
I'm trying to sneak Tree on a private jet, get the plug for my job, line up our DR tickets after what we watched yesterday, day before yesterday.
Them girls in DR, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Trip to see some BBLs is on the way.
Yeah, nah. We could tag team some girls down there.
Hey, yo.
I don't want to be anywhere near your boy Gina. I'm cool.
So this is on the same floor. This is virtual.
Hey, yo, Kai, respectfully.
This is a virtual world where this is people from all over the United States right now that you're hearing. They're talking from all over different states, man.
This nigga gonna have me saying D-Money quotables to him. Not enough.
Yeah, right. Yo, Kai, what's your number? I'll send it to you right now.
Come on, man.
Let me look up D-Money's contact real quick.
Oh, yo, hey, yo.
HB came in hot tonight. Pause.
Hey, yo.
No, unpause.
I said pause, man.
Hey, yo.
Hey, that's on you, bro. You said what you said.
Yo, Kai, I put it on your wrist. Make it look like a watch.
I put it in your ass and make you truly bop.
Let's go, Kai.
Yo, don't support this side of me talk Kai talk about, man.
I'm trying to support this nigga so he not on the WIC program with our child, and this is how you treat me. I'm filing for full custody. You're not getting no child support from me.
Uh-huh.
You're finished.
Yo, Kai, man.
DME boy.
I swear, you ain't getting no Jordans this year for your birthday. Fuck that.
That's crazy. I was just going to get you that new Victoria's Secret perfume or something.
You ain't getting no Ethica boxer briefs this year. No, fuck that, man. Fuck that. We ain't doing that.
You know that fancy bra you had picked out? The lace.
Ah, come on.
The heart
on
the nipples. I can't hit them once. That's going back in the cart.
Yo, this is nasty work right here, man.
This went down to 25% off, too. It's a damn shame.
Yo, listen, man. I got the... Oh, D-Money, you all right over there, man? You all right?
Yo.
D-Money, you all right?
Shit
yo, Jack, I ain't gonna lie, man. You getting thumped on the forehead. That sound like abuse, my guy.
Sound like somebody getting a beating?
No, shit.
Yo, HB.
If I hear truly say, you want to get up?
My wife walked by and she heard you talking to Kai. She was like, that's HB's baby mom?
That's my baby mama.
That's his baby mama.
He's trying to trap me. He got off the birth control on the love.
Nah. That's definitely mine. Yeah, she put on the sundresses for me, man. I don't know about y'all niggas, man.
And I wasn't even near.
Hey, yo, HB, I had one like that. That was, you know, hunting down the shorties, but you know, I pulled up on her though. You heard?
Hey, you can listen, man. I've only had one. I've only had one in my life. She tried to get a kid out of me, man. She told me, yo, listen, just
oh, that's
do your
it,
thing.
Right? Use you for the kid type shit.
Yeah. I was like, yo.
She could, so she could have that kid with some other girl.
Yeah, man. I was like, yo, man. World, I'm just man. Trying to
chats on top of chats. Welcome to the virtual, man. I had to mute him up real fast. My fault, y'all. I forgot.
And it means so much to me.
Yeah. God, you are a freak.
HB might look like Madea, but...
So they got folks coming in and out of that chat. You know, I'm just over here checking it all out, man. Let me see here. I wanted to talk to y'all real fast. Y'all know that Cat Williams thing popped off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and Cat Williams kind of broke the internet. He's got everybody out here snitching and He's got everybody out here snitching and pump faking. Mike Epps talked about his interview. He did an interview with Shannon Sharp on Club Shay Shay. And I think that the name Club Shay Shay, first of all, is crazy. But Cat Williams was on Club Shay Shay. He was going in on Steve Harvey especially. He talked about Cedric the Entertainer and just a lot of different things. So everyone was in an uproar about this, and it's been for some weeks now. And I started noticing some things, and I wanted to see if you guys noticed it too. All right. Now, if you go over to YouTube, this is where you can find a lot of the content about Cat Williams. But not only... Hang tight. Not only have we been finding or seeing a lot of things... Alright, Sam, my internet isn't on. I'm silly. Let me turn it on. Not only are we seeing things pertaining to Cat Williams all crazy, but you're also seeing things about Lil Boosie. We're seeing a lot of things about P. Diddy, Sean Combs. And of course, Donald Trump and all that kind of stuff. Right, but I think it's really interesting, a pattern that I've been noticing on YouTube. And I want to point that out to you guys. Mm-hmm. Ever since, well, really not ever since Keefe D, but in the past few years, I've been noticing a trend on YouTube where more and more people have jumped onto YouTube acting as like acting as like news agents or investigators and things like this. Mad people have been taken to YouTube acting as resources for information. Yeah. And some of these guys are all right. Some of these guys actually have good information, solid evidence and things like this. They do a good job at presenting the info. There are those who have something nice to offer. There are those who have a potential future doing, you know, broadcasting, so on. And there's also this trend, it seems like, of people jumping in, doing, I guess, YouTubing. They're kind of just like doing like gossip columns, sort of like gossip columns kind of thing. And I want to play some of them. I want you to just, you know, so you guys... No, hold on. Let me give you Cat Williams of Club Shay Shay. Crazy-ass Shannon Sharp Club Shay Shay. This is... Let me see.
Oh, shit. What? Okay. So Ricky Smiley knows this. And I don't know why he would lose a child and come on the air and start lying. That's why people believe in rituals right there. Is because, well, why would he lie? I don't know why liars lie. But I can tell you this. We auditioned in Los Angeles.
Yes.
I was audition number 201. 200 black comedians auditioned for the role of Money Mike with me. You're saying all 201 of us was auditioning and you had already had the role and had already shot the role in 4 days? The truth of the matter is, the Money Mike in the original script got raped in the bathroom, and that's what Ricky Smiley was okay with. Cat Williams had to take the risk in front of the studios and the cast and our powers that be in his very first movie and say respectfully, humbly, guys, if we're talking about anything else, I have no credibility and I have no pull. But we're talking about comedy,
right,
where I have all the credibility and all the pull. The problem with Friday After Next is we're trying to make a classic comedy. And this comedy involves a rape. And rape is never funny, no matter who it happens to or what the circumstances are. if you would allow me to allow us to do this movie without a black man getting raped in it, I promise you that it will be twice as funny as it would be with him getting raped.
And it's crazy.
So considering that's the real story, why would you bring up
See, it's crazy that we even have to argue things like that, during a... on a movie set or during a movie production. Santa
Claus suit. We got a wardrobe department. They made a Santa Claus suit for me. Why that wasn't in the bloopers? Why? And here's the other thing. Everything that Money Mike said, Cat Williams wrote. So what Ricky Smiley say on his? You can't say my lines. I wrote them. That's how I already know that I'm gonna be funnier than you. What he told everybody was Cat Williams, and don't nobody know who he is. I'm on the radio. I'm with Steve and Said. Everybody know me. That's what he told everybody that would listen to on the set. Mm. That's the truth of the matter.
So it's crazy, so right? Egregious. So this is a little bit of that's Cat Williams on Club Shay Shay. That's the interview that set off the internet, right? Let's see. Ludacris responded because he was mentioned in it. So he responded or clapped back with this whole rap verse thing. I'll see if I can get that for you.
Never been Illuminati, only Illuminati, and I only left with bitches when coming from any party. Now I'm married with kids, the evolution of life. Never been a clout chaser, never say shit for likes. R.I.P. John Singleton, you never have to flex when you earn every one of your Fast and Furious checks. Afro with the sideburns. Yeah, that's my signature. Addictions on the rise. Comedians, check your temperature.
My big point here is about YouTube. Now, every time something's been happening in the past year, there's this, like, wave of bloggers, vloggers, who are attacking the subject, dropping videos. And when you watch a lot of the videos, they don't have anything new in them. When you watch a lot of these videos, it's not new content. They're like ripping other videos and then uploading other people's content as their own. They are taking people's audio and then using AI generators to create content centered around P. Diddy and Cat Williams and Kevin Hart. And one of the ways you know this, I've noticed that if you listen close, many of the robots will say words incorrectly. Like, for instance, when we say child, like that. If anybody's used an AI generator, the AI generator won't know how to say child. It won't say that. It'll say like Chile. It'll be like Chile. You know, it'll mess it up. Instead of saying child, well, child, look. It'll be like Chile, look. And so I noticed that there's been this increase of AI-generated propaganda pieces where some of these pieces that some of these videos that are discussing P. Diddy and all these other individuals, that some of them might be fake. They might just be AI-generated videos. And that could be for the money. It could be... because people just, want the viewership. They want the views and things like that. Bots, they're using bots. And it could also be because organizations are using tools like YouTube to dismantle the careers of many of these individuals, okay? Because it's not just Kevin Hart. It's not just this Cat Williams thing. As I said, this has been a trend now. So there's P. Diddy being attacked with this. There's Keefy D who was brought down like this. There's all the young guys who were killed after going on to vlogs like Vlad and doing videos with Vlad. There were like Boosie and things like that, right? There's all these different individuals who have these crazy videos made about them. And I'm beginning to question if all these videos are legitimate. You know? I'm trying to give you one here. I'm looking for some. But yeah, and a lot of these folks are too. They're Caribbean. So you get these people with these foreign accents. So where are these people from? Who are these people? Or it's this generic female voice. Let's see what this is. Now, I'm going to look for one on P. Diddy, and when I find one about P. Diddy, you'll see what I mean. Let me see. You see, all the Cat Williams videos spin back to P. Diddy videos.
Kevin Hart is not catching a break this year, as his ex-wife Tore just announced that she will open for Cat Williams during his upcoming The Dark Matter comedy tour. Many people probably don't remember how terrible the relationship between Kevin Hart and his ex-wife is. I mean, this man did her dirty and then left her for dead. Well, it looks like she's about to get her lick back.
See what I mean about this generic girl voice?
Kat and Kevin have been battling it out for years now, throwing dirt at each other back and forth. In Kat's recent appearance on Club Shay Shay, he called Kevin out for being a fraud and an industry plant. He officially won this round of feud by teaming up with Tore for his tour, where they are expected to expose Kevin's fraudulent career. Kevin Hart is reportedly spiraling because he knows Tore and Kat are about to read him for filth. But are Kat Williams and Tore Hart really trying to expose Kevin's fraudulent career during the upcoming tour? Does Kevin have enough reason to be panicking? Well, let's see what's going on with that.
I made a bad error in judgment and put myself in an environment where only bad things can happen, and they did. And in doing that, I know that I'm going to hurt the people closest to me, who I've talked to and apologized to, being my wife and my kids.
Things have been hot for Kevin Hart this year, and it seems like things are about to get even hotter because the man has many enemies coming for blood, including his ex-wife, Tore Hart, and Kat Williams, his longtime op. But before we get into that whole mess, let's talk about how, barely just a month ago, Kevin Hart started trending after his former assistant, Maisha Shakes, interviewed with Tasha K and revealed some juicy secrets about Kevin. Maisha, who worked for Kevin between August 2017 and October 2020, claimed that he had been cheating on his wife, Anyku, with multiple women. She also claimed Kevin owed some of his staff money because he spent all his cash feeding his gambling addiction, so he couldn't pay them.
I told Anyku, Kevin is cheating on you with a girl named Mix Morgan. She's his flight attendant. She's on his planes.
Does Kevin have a gambling problem or something?
His game is poker.
Sorry. He gambled y'all money away and had to pay y'all half checks?
Yes.
Maisha even dropped receipts proving her claims, and one of the women she claimed was Kevin's mistress is sports nutritionist Connor Morgan.
But I said, here she is.
She got it. She on vacation every day. When you see a bitch and all she do is post vacation pictures with no...
Kevin was obviously pressed about this because before Tasha could even finish posting the video, Kevin already had...
She said Kevin was obviously pressed about this. Pressed?
I don't know why all the girls over there and all the guys over here, if you ain't talking to a girl, then you got to go because this ain't that type of party.
Diddy's parties have been the talk of the town lately. From Jamie Foxx taking the stand and spilling the truth to 50 Cent swearing off from attending one, there have been mixed feelings about Diddy's wild celebrations. And now, it's Kevin Hart's turn in the spotlight. Recently, footage of the comedian hosting one of Diddy's parties surfaced online, and it raised some serious eyebrows. Turns out that all the rumors about Diddy's parties getting out of hand might have been true after all.
I'm looking at him as a saint going to a party that ain't nothing but sin, drinking, maybe fornication, man on man, woman on woman, he on she.
Rumors about Diddy. I said, we out here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out here talking with one of the best that ever done it.
Try anyway.
Miss Toya Umanagwe.
Yeah, I like the way you say it.
something y'all might not never know nothing about. And she's been a member of the Divine Artistic Nine Society for some time. She's written some fabulous songs for us and with us and for herself and all that, man. So we finally been able to get her into the virtual zone. So we're here.
Hey, there you are. Hi. Couldn't find you.
Y'all got me tired out here.
I'm almost back then.
So tell the folks about yourself. Don't be all shy and shit.
There's nothing about myself that they don't know already.
What you mean?
Like, everybody knows I'm back talking and singing a little bit.
Back talking and singing from what?
Little things, like her birthday and my old songs. Not new yet. Not new yet, because I don't know how to write it yet. It's almost there.
Mm-hmm.
To write it, you have to read it, and I can't read it correctly yet. But it's almost there. It's been a long journey. But I'm ready for everything.
That's right. Yo.
Hey.
Come get at us right quick.
Somebody's gonna come in here. So, hi.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let's see. Hold up. Oh, my bad. All right. So, that's us on Twitter.
Hi. Nice and hot.
So we on Twitter and getting popping.
We're doing this.
Twitter will come talk with us.
This is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Come chop game. Who's Collins? Toya, is Collins Mr. Umanagwe?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Here you go.
I can't see him, though.
Hold on.
See, guys, it's Dak in the house.
Hey,
Mr. Umanagwe.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
What's wrong?
Fine.
Hey. We know it's dark over there.
It's dark.
What time is it?
2:42.
Oh, shit. My bad. I'm sorry. You sleep good last night?
Yeah, that was fine.
We're on live.
Okay.
That's it. Usually you're talking all this type of shit. Now you don't have, you're sleepy. All right. No problem.
What's this for?
We're just online three different times.
Well, we were sitting in virtual talking, and so we were just trying to get this all sorted out. And so Toya decided to share the link with you. I'm absolutely honored to have an opportunity to speak with you, even though I know it might not be the most appropriate at the time. I do apologize for that.
Just to know what this app is all about. I don't know if it's Facebook. I don't know if it's... Is this... is this a website or...
So I guess seen... StreamYard is like an app just for streaming and sharing. Yeah. Just, I guess, another way to communicate.
Oh.
Yeah.
It says you can chat on this, you can...
Yep.
Wow. I never knew there's something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Because when I saw that, when she saw the link, I was like, what's this for? And she was like, online? Like, what's online for? What's... Like, I don't really know what that thing it was. So when I clicked on the link, it wasn't really working because I don't have the regular Facebook on my phone. I have the Facebook Lite on my phone. So I have to kind of go back and install the Facebook, the regular Facebook. So it took me to a Chrome. And after the Chrome, it brought me here.
It is a bit annoying, right?
Thank you, baby. Yeah.
Now, I just want to know what the thing is all about. I was like, he said, so they could meet you. I was like, probably when I come online, I'm going to see like a couple of 20 to 30 people on the Instagram. I mean, well, when I saw Toya, I saw you, I was like, where are the others?
But he has on Facebook. So people on Facebook are seeing this too.
Like this?
Yes. So right now, my mom can go online on Facebook and be talk with us.
I understand. He said, where the others at? Exactly. So yeah, man. So this is my first, this is like my first or second time like doing something like this. So it's like we've invited people, but they might not all be able to join in at the time. And Toya decided to extend the invite over to you.
So what we do? What we talking about?
Well, we're talking about us first. You didn't come, so I finished by myself. I was talking shit.
Me and Toya, we've known each other for I guess some years musically and stuff. We made music and stuff like that together. But more importantly, sir, I would like to say congratulations to you. You know, I know you guys have recently gotten married. I think that's awesome. I'm excited for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm like a little old man, but she surprised everybody because she didn't really say anything. She said she was taking a trip, that kind of thing, but she kind of just, you know, went off and handled her business. But that's so exciting, man. I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah, they should have happened a long time ago, but everything was slow.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was slow.
Mm-hmm. But Latoya always gets what she wants, so it was coming. I told you that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I did, though. I did. It takes a lot of time, but I always get what I want. Gotta wait. I don't like waiting, but it's all right, because everything I want is coming. Okay. Keep my voice.
You know she's been over here bragging about you.
All day, yeah, every day.
That every day. Every day. Every day.
Mm-hmm. See, because there's not a lot of young ladies getting married over here. So her getting married is a big flex. So she be walking around
you know, trying to act all, you know. Tell him, Toya.
He already knows
everything. Why is it that people don't get married over that? All they do is get pregnant, stay with their baby dad, and leave. And go somewhere else, get pregnant, stay with their baby dad, and leave. So yeah. Why is just, I don't know. I guess people down there are kind of scared to get married.
Man, it's a lot of different things contributing to the dysfunctionality of it all. But, you know, you guys are doing something different.
Yeah, because seriously, in Africa down here, you can't bring a girl to your dad's house respectfully. Like, bring a girl to your dad's house and introduce the girl to your dad like, she's my fiancé. What your dad is going to ask you when are you guys getting married? Is in a couple of days, couple of months, something. Ask Toya. I didn't fucking sleep in the room she slept because my dad wouldn't allow me to sleep there because we're not married yet.
Mm-hmm. For real.
Yeah, man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
And he was serious. But he loved me like everybody else. Everybody loves me. They try not to, but you can't help it. It's me.
What do you mean they try not to?
Everybody trying not to love me, but they can't.
How do you, like, where did you see that?
I just know.
Okay.
All the toy you get on my nerves is everywhere. I do it on purpose, by accident, at the same time.
Definitely the GB topic. What are we talking about?
That's the topic.
No. If people are definitely watching this, there should be a topic. People want to listen to something. So what are they listening to?
Oh, you sound like you're trying to get it popping, brother.
He always does.
Yeah, he sound like he said, listen, like, if the people listening, it should definitely be a topic. What would you like the topic to be?
Oh, no, you the host. That's the reason why you hosted this.
I'm not even the host. See, we just in virtual.
Who's not the host?
See, in this particular program, the title is just Live with Toya.
Who called that Toya?
Me, see? She has
that,
a host.
Then that makes you the host.
See, she has a whole musical background and history.
Okay.
So me just sitting and talking with her is the subject matter, specifically in this one. And she might want to talk about singing. She might want to talk about Mariah Carey. She might want to talk about whatever. And I think in this particular segment, she said, well, I'm going to talk about Collins. Umanagwe. Did I hit it right?
Yes.
Like, seriously, if you really kind of call Toya out, and she wants to talk about something, it is something for you. Like, there is a reason for everything. Now, you can make this a regular thing. Call out your friends, let them talk about something. It's just like you opening a show, definitely, online,
mm-hmm.
where people can watch, mm-hmm. when people talk about your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're not going to call a toy and just be there and don't ask questions. No. People are not watching that. People are not watching three people staying online and just looking at their faces and, oh, it's cute. She's cute.
Yeah, they are, man.
Or something.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
There's
the GB story people won't listen to.
Yeah, there's an audience. You just became a part of the story.
No.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You don't like it?
No, it's not like that. That should be a story.
Like, yeah, he's just like, what's the narrative, life? Though? No, I feel you. You're a businessman. I understand.
No, it's not like that. She can talk about a lot. This is a show when people listen. And when people listen, people get educated because she's a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to listen to testimony.
Exactly.
People want to know things. People want to know how she fought that, how she got healed, how she's getting better.
Exactly.
What's going on in her life presently. Exactly. And she's a big deal. And you can actually let people listen to that.
Exactly.
And if you let people listen to that, tomorrow you can have somebody you can actually bring a line and ask questions. Mm-hmm. People really want to listen to your show. Mm-hmm. This guy has a very good show. Everybody wants to listen to something. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Yeah, man.
Why am I, Toya, so happy? He's right there. That's the reason.
Nah. I tell you so many times, I'm not the fucking reason you're happy. The fucking reason you're happy is when you look at the mirror every day and you see your beautiful face, you look like, damn, I'm cute.
I don't have no mirrors.
Did you break it?
I don't have no mirrors in my shed.
So how do you know you're cute?
People keep telling me I'm cute.
You keep telling me you're cute. How do you know that?
People keep telling me I'm cute.
You're cute anyways. And that's why I love you.
That's why you love me? Because I'm cute?
Yeah, definitely. You're cute. I love you for that.
That's it?
No. You're not going to patronize me. No. I love you because you're cute.
I'll take that. I'll take it. I don't want to get in trouble.
Mellow yellow hype, bitch. Cool the waters for cotton mouths and dry snitch. Niggas wanna see me grieve. Navigate through life, but ever the ETs. The city's mine like the city's meeks. Back to that, the streets talk what the city speaks. That's a fact. Move like I'm pretty sweet. Belly of the beast, consider tea. From being watched by everything that know I'm next. I'm preserved, even birds know I'm fresh. Word slick, wordsmith. Wait, enemy of the state. First thing I think is Sly Fox. Bait, the fuck, shrimp prawns. Mic on discourse, what the fuck is a prime? I'm nice like that with it, right like that with it. Julio and Raimundo, I'm tight like that with it. It is what it's not, you'll I'm never like catch Fox at the docks. Ah, mellow yellow high, bitch. Quarter waters for cotton mouths of dry snitch. Mellow yellow high, bitch. Quarter waters for cotton mouths of dry snitch. Yeah. Hey, when I'm over here, I hold them as if I ain't on overhead. And he told them, I don't write raps, I write movies. No, I don't write that. I write raps to make y'all watch their white movements. I like the way she move. Movements. I like the way she movements. I like the way she move.
I deals for these young movements.
Movements. I like the way she gave move. Infants fucks everybody. Finally, I realized Pac wasn't talking about Whitey. More like why mommy just wild and not poppy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's independence in the land of the free? Who the fuck is you to tell me what type of man I should be? Took the First Amendment shit, ran with it. It's crazy you asked it, that's the answer. The second verse is the answer to the first verse. Cause you are, I'm gonna run it back.
Sheesh,
man, that girl still got it. Like Pam Grier when she still wildest. You seen Jackie Brown? With Pam Grier, Quentin Tarantino.
That's amazing. That girl still got it. Like Pam Grier, when she still wild. You know what I'm saying? She can just get away with anything she want. That's basically the concept of a beautiful woman, a beautiful black woman. So I like the way she move. Like, this is what I'm attracted to. So this is the answer to your question. The hate you gave little infants fucks everybody. Finally, I realized Pop wasn't talking about Whitey. More like, why and not Poppy? Sloppy shit got me. Just to prove your independence in the land of the free. Who the fuck is you to tell me what type of man I should be? Took the First Amendment shit, ran with it. Took the first kid you get, ran with it. Get that first gig and quit, no grandkid. And babysitting the first dick you can get. Can't stand niggas, unhand niggas. Give me my nuts back. White man busting your mouth, but you don't know how to bust back. Fuck that. We all dissing each other. It's a shame that our sons sound just like they mothers. Dumb motherfuckers, Oedipus, Rex ass niggas, bitch ass. They much your dick ass like a sex ass niggas. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just making that. I'm about my father's business, so mind yours. Ain't no what's mind yours. I'm my own man, go find yours. Like single mothers that been through that cliche. I'm trying to break that curse of how they feel. Like you just like your father, because a lot of niggas lost their fathers. So I'm looking at the value that I have. I got my mother and my father, and I had to go through the same type of inspiration in life. Where it's like, all right, I can look at my dad, since you're telling me I'm just like my pop, but I know a lot of people that can't, but I'm not going let all the other products of environments not become producers of the environments. So movements, this is the type of females we like. We from where we from. It ain't just my mother, it's other mothers. It's the my baby mother sometimes might look at my son like, you just like your father. Now, whatever she's saying to him when I'm not around is what she say. But when he looks at me, how is he going to judge me by based on my responsibilities? You feel what I'm trying to tell you? So,
anchor.fm/215. You know what I mean? We're going to keep rocking there. But also, guys, I'm going to be giving you the really illest of the ill stuff over at patreon.com/nonstopworking. Okay. I'm also going to be posting compositions there. Where artists, if you want to collab, we can collab. You become a member there. There'll be free downloads and things like that for you. So, but these talks and discussions that I'm going to prepare, you guys are really going to enjoy them. Okay. Now, these are going to be the talks that you absolutely need to have. I've said over 300 hours of things. We've looked at over 300 hours of things and talked and laughed and chitter-tweeted for over 300 hours at anchor.fm/215. Shout out to you. Okay, we've been killing it. Make sure you guys visit the website, www.daus.me. All right? Make sure you guys are studying and working on your chess game. All right? Visit chesstrunk.com to see tips and videos related to chess. And also look forward to new updates from Chess Trunk. We're going to be doing some things. We're planning a chess tournament. It'll be in Philadelphia. Well, we've looked at a few places about hosting the chess tournament. And I really just have to find someone who's willing to and qualified to run the tournament. Because I am not skilled or qualified to run a chess tournament, though I am capable of producing a chess event. So I need someone capable of coordinating it, someone who knows all the rules, preferably someone who has the legitimate credentials. Okay, everyone who plays chess knows what those legitimate credentials would be. So hopefully someone who has legitimate credentials, and then we'll be putting that tournament together. But it will happen this year is the goal, to have that happen this year, possibly in the warmer period of the year. But this year, I want that to be one of the major things that DAUS does in alignment with chesstrunk.com. So if you guys are interested in helping in that regard, contact us. Yeah, we got contact information at our website, www.daus.me. So go there and holler at us.
Okay, that's going down. Also visit Baron Heard Paintings, all right, for the artwork for the Baron Heard. All right, got dope watercolors, color pencils, oil paintings, and so on. Also, make sure you guys stop there regularly for updates. Okay, there'll be plenty of updates there for you. And also information on how you can purchase some of this artwork and of any upcoming events, exhibitions, and so on. Mm-hmm. There's a really new site that we have pertaining to American battle rap. Shout out to Backstory Battle League. All right. If you visit nastywork.com, that's nastywurk.com, you will land at a new edition that we have called Nasty Work that's dedicated to the celebration of American battle rap. Okay. If you don't know already, battle rap, especially here in the U.S., has been growing, trending, and the hype. If anybody thinks that it's not the hype, you know, all you have to do is go investigate it yourself. Just a quick internet search of American battle rap will have you entertained in no time. All right. However, you can also visit nastywork.com to jump right into the center of what's going on right now, especially here on the East Coast, Philadelphia, the tri-state area, and so on. All right, shout out to my man, Viral Money. You know what I'm saying? Some of you guys might know him as D Money as well. Shout out to my man, Mula Be The Gang. He's out here, right? He's going by V, excuse me, I call him V Money now, because I be tripping, right? D Money, V Money. But he's Viral Money, you know what I'm saying? He's gone viral on numerous occasions right now, so he's trending. You can jump right into the center of what's going on by visiting nastywork.com and poking around. He's been running his battle league, Backstory Battle League, and he's had some interesting run-ins since its development, and you guys can learn about that by liking, sharing, and subscribing to the Backstory Battle League on YouTube. All right, so I encourage you to go do that and check it out, man. It's a very interesting process that I've been watching, and it's a very real thing, you know. So to see in real time this thing impacting the culture and being a part of it, it's really cool, and I think you guys will enjoy it. Right now, you have a time, or an opportunity, rather, to get in on the ground floor of it. I'm quite sure that this is going to continue to trend upward. Backstory Battle League, as Viral Money continues to successfully navigate the battle rap arenas, I'm sure this is all going to continue to grow. And you guys, as I said, you have an opportunity here to be in on a ground floor. So definitely visit nastywork.com. All right, check out what's going on. You also find out about other battle rappers and MCs who are involved from the West Coast and Midwest and so on. And so you can be a part of it too. There's a hip hop songwriting contest or a song contest that's going down. There's information about that at our website as well, www.daus.me. But you can also read about that at nastywork.com. All right, if you guys make music, you have an opportunity to participate in a song contest where you'll win $100 and a trophy. Mm-hmm. You know, just something simple to give you all something to do, you know. So if you're interested in that, you'll be able to participate by visiting nastywork.com, getting that information, and submitting your songs, okay, or your links to your songs, however you want to do that. So we encourage you to do that, and yeah, it's going to be going down. So nastywork.com is one of the new additions. Please visit the site, see what's going on there, and let us know what you think.